La música y el mundo que la vio nacer. Los artistas y sus ideas. Los hitos históricos y los sonidos que les dieron vida. Entramos a Sintonía Crónica. Una mirada profunda a la música popular de las últimas décadas. Duna. Sonidos de tu mundo.
En el programa de hoy escucharás a Don McLean. Estás en Sintonía Crónica Biografías en Duna. Mundialmente famoso por su canción American Pie, la trayectoria de Don McLean pasó de ser la de un cantante folk de protesta a un ícono estadounidense, categoría con la que nunca estuvo de acuerdo y que se convirtió más en una carga que en un privilegio. En nuestra biografía de hoy revisaremos la vida de Don McLean.
Durante buena parte de los años 60, Don McLean se la pasó sobre un bote llamado Clearwater, promoviendo causas ambientalistas por la costa este estadounidense, junto a su amigo de toda la vida, el también cantautor folk Bob Seger. Ese es uno de los tantos datos curiosos de la vida de McLean antes del éxito de American Pie. Don McLean era un cantante folk, como tantos otros, comprometido con las causas sociales y con una propuesta que daba la espalda al mainstream.
Inspirado por Joan Baez, Woody Guthrie, Bob Dylan, Don McLean se instaló en Nueva York en 1963, cuando recién cumplía los 18 años. La escena folk de protesta y el circuito de cafeterías del Greenwich Village fueron los primeros testigos del talento como compositor de McLean, que no tenía mayores aspiraciones con la industria del disco, hasta que, alentado por algunos amigos, grabó de manera independiente Tapestry, un disco acústico llamado igual que el famoso álbum de Carole King, aunque compuesto un año antes.
Después de ser rechazado por 34 compañías discográficas, Tapestry vio la luz en abril de 1970 por el ultra especializado sello Media Arts. Como era de esperar, el disco obtuvo más críticas favorables que discos vendidos.
So the people ask me how I've lived till now. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life has been. But life began again the day you took my hand. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. The shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free. But I don't let the evening get me down. Now that you're around me, are just for me. You set my spirit free. I'm happy that you do. The book of life is brief, and once a page is read, all but love is dead. That is my belief. And yes, I know how loveless life can be. The shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free. But I don't let the evening bring me down. Now that you're around me, and I love you so. The people ask me how I've lived till now. I tell them I don't know. Got nothing on my mind, nothing to remember.
Pese al fracaso comercial de su primer disco, Don McLean no se desanimó. Alentado por las buenas críticas, el sello United Artists, uno de los que había rechazado la publicación de su primer álbum, le ofreció un contrato discográfico esperando más prestigio que éxito financiero.
En 1971 aparece American Pie, un álbum que incluye una canción del mismo nombre que dura más de 8 minutos, que provoca eufóricas reacciones cada vez que McLean la interpreta en vivo. Para sorpresa de todos, incluyendo al mismo cantante y su compañía disquera, el single American Pie demora solo 2 semanas en llegar al número 1 y permanece ahí por 4 semanas. El álbum demoraría un poco más, pero se quedaría en la cima durante 7 semanas.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have shoes? Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing.
Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned, no verdict was returned. And while Lennon read a book on Marx, the quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day the music died, we were singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. Now the halftime air was sweet perfume while the sergeants played a marching tune. We all got up to dance, oh, but we never got the chance. 'Cause the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed the day the music died? We started singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Clenched in fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye Miss American Pie. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost,
They caught the last train for the coast. The day the music died, and they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. Every thread of creation is held in position.
Inicialmente inspirada en la muerte de Buddy Holly en 1959, American Pie es una pieza autobiográfica que presenta de manera abstracta la vida de McLean desde mediados de los 50 hasta fines de los 60 cuando escribió la canción.
American Pie simboliza la evolución de la música popular a través de esos años y representa el cambio de la ingenuidad de la década del 50 al escepticismo y pesimismo de la década siguiente. Desde la infancia inocente a las oscuras realidades de la adultez que se iniciaron con la muerte de Holly y especialmente por el asesinato de Kennedy, hecho que dio paso a un periodo extremadamente tenso en la historia de ese país.
Durante esos 4 años, entre 1959 y 1963, la misma vida de Don McLean pasó de una idílica adolescencia a afrontar la muerte de su padre en 1961 y luego a tener que afrontar la decisión de abandonar la universidad para convertirse en cantante. Todo eso es parte de una canción cuya letra el cantante nunca ha querido explicar, argumentando que el tema habla por sí mismo.
No obstante, hasta el día de hoy, la letra de American Pie sigue siendo una de las más analizadas de la música popular contemporánea.
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils, catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you, but still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do, But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night. Portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never.
El éxito sin precedentes de American Pie hizo que el single Vincent, un sentido homenaje a Vincent Van Gogh, también alcanzara el top 20, aunque no tenía mucho que ver con su épica. Al mismo tiempo, United Artists reeditó su primer disco con gran éxito, al punto que el famoso crooner Perry Como convirtió el tema de este disco, And I Love You So, en un hit que alcanzó el top 30. Don McLean era el artista del momento.
Pero la fama y el impacto de McLean no solo quedaron en esta versión de Perry Como. En 1973, la cantante soul Roberta Flack logró el número uno con Killing Me Softly with His Song, una canción inspirada en una presentación en vivo que McLean había hecho en Los Ángeles.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song. Softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song. I could say the things I feel, it wouldn't be the same.
Para espanto de su sello, Don McLean no buscó repetir la fórmula de American Pie y pasó el resto de la década desde los 70 sin lograr más temas exitosos, cuestión que eventualmente terminaría por hartar a su sello discográfico, que lo despediría unos años después. Pero McLean estaba decidido a demostrar que su carrera era más que una canción y se negaba a tocarla en vivo para decepción de sus fans.
Recién a principios de los 80, Don McLean volvió a las listas con una versión de Crying, original de Roy Orbison. Esto marcaría la pauta de su trabajo hasta nuestros días, ya que McLean editaría varios discos a través de los años, con versiones que van desde el jazz al pop de los años 30.
I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while. But when I saw you last night, you held my hand so tight. When you stopped to say hello, and though you wished me, you couldn't tell that I'd been crying over you, crying over you. Then you said so long, left me standing. Crying, 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 crying. It's hard to understand that the touch of your hand can start me crying. I thought that I was over you, but it's true, so true. I love you even more than I did before, but darling, what can I do?
La historia de Don McLean, esa ha sido nuestra biografía de hoy.
Para conocer más acerca de este artista, te recomendamos los discos American Pie y The Best of Don McLean.
Para suscribirte a nuestro podcast, ingresa a duna.cl/podcast y podrás revisar todos los capítulos de Sintonía Crónica. Fundación Corpartes presenta en octubre el mes de la música. 4 conciertos imperdibles para todos los gustos. La Orquesta Sinfónica de Montreal, dirigida por Kent Nagano. Las hermanas Lavec, el famoso dúo francés de piano. La poderosa voz de la mezzosoprano Joyce Di Donato. Y la orquesta Il Pomodoro, en un concierto familiar de música barroca. Más información y entradas en corpartes.cl. Ahora quédate en Duna, siguen aquí los sonidos de tu mundo.